your grace. Getting the best out of the world. Part 1. Psalm 118 verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them. And I will praise the Lord. Open to me. 119 verse 18 is also open. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open thou my eyes. Getting the best out of the world. Or getting the best of the world. Our objective this morning is to understand what it takes to get the best out of the world. What does it take? Like it has been said, I heard from our Father in the Lord for the first time, that many people carry the Bible, but not many people know what the Bible carries. I want you to note two or three things this morning. One, it is one thing to read the word, but it is an entirely different thing to see beyond the letters of the word or the letter of the word. It is one thing to read the word of God. It's another thing to see beyond the letter of the word. Second, reading the word may give you scriptural information, but seeing beyond the letter gives you spiritual revelation. Reading the word may give you scriptural information, but seeing beyond the letter of the word gives you spiritual revelation. That leads us to the third thing. Third, information may enhance your life, but revelation, information may enhance your mind, but revelation upgrades your life. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Information may enhance your mind, but revelation upgrades your life. Say it another way. Information will give you education, but revelation gives you a revolution. Information gives you education. You are educated. But there are many educated people whose lives are not changed. But revelation grants you a revolution. If you want, you can place that as the thought. I see a revolution coming for someone here this morning. That is why we must not just carry the Bible or just read the letter. We must read beyond the letter and see beyond the letter. Somebody is coming with a revolution this morning. So, what do? to get the best out of Scripture. How do we access that revelation that will upgrade our lives? How do we access that revelation that will grant us a revolution? Number one, true desperation and value for the word. True desperation and value for the word. There are two things we have said here over and over that you will not forget. That desperation is doorway to revelation. And then insight is a product of interest. Revelation, desperation is doorway to revelation. And insight is a product of interest. Question is, how do you see? If me and you don't have the same level of desperation for God and desperation for His word, it's not possible for us to have the same level of revelation. If we don't have the same level of interest, we can't have the same degree of insight. Question is, how is desperation expressed? Number one, by giving the word. All right, number one, by exercising and expressing a genuine longing for God through His word. You express it. You exercise it. You express it. A genuine longing for God through His word. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul the apostle said, that I may know Him, and He is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was God. And the power of His resurrection. I want to know Him. You express it. Lord, I want to know You. Lord, I want to know You. I want to know Your word. By expressing genuine longing. Expressing and exercising genuine longing for God through His word. Number two, by giving the word the first place in your life. By giving the word of God the first place in your life. Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first, the first place. The first thing I want to listen to in the morning is the word. The first voice I want to hear is the voice of God, not the voice of a phone call. The first thing you want to read in the morning is the word, not a text message. How do we get the best out of the word? Through the act of praying and asking for light. Out of the world. You are praying and you are asking for light out of the world. Psalm 119 verse 18. We just read it. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes. Many people pray for food and pray for car, pray for house and pray for anything. But very few people pray for God to open their eyes to see this book. And I believe that that is one of the most important prayers you can ever pray. Open my eyes. When do we ask for light out of the word? At the place of prayer. One, we ask for light out of the word. for our daily bread or insight. Daily bread or insight. Daily bread. There is something called daily bread. Matthew chapter 6 verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Am I communicating? Our daily bread. What is daily bread? Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When the Bible says daily bread, most people think it is daily supply or daily food to eat. It's part of it, but it's the lowest of it. Daily bread is daily word, daily light, daily insight. Help me to see something out of your word daily. Lord, let no day pass until I saw something. Something that changes my life. Whether that thing you are seeing it out of listening to a message or reading the raw Bible. But let me see something. When do we pray for light out of the world? We pray for light out of the world. For our daily bread or insight. Am I communicating? If God will show you something daily out of this world, even for 7 days, your life will explode. If God will show you something daily out of this world, even for 2 weeks, your life will explode. Because you remember, revelation is for revolution. I talk at times and my wife will tell me, this kind of talk you are talking, please tell me what you saw. Please share with me the light you saw that is making you talking like this. You say you are not moved, that exchange rate has increased. I said zero movement, zero. I will tell you about it another time. Papoyedeko said if there is so much gap between the exchange rate and you need to buy foreign currency, all you need is more of the local currency. For me, all you need, apart from more of the local currency, is more of the earnings in the foreign currency. Direct. I hear what I'm saying here today. And it is possible. My God shall supply your needs. We are trusting God for life to become better for the whole of our nation. Because the suffering is massive. Very, very massive and unbelievable. The time before this time almost killed the country first. That is the season. The rain before this season almost buried the nation first. You understand what I'm talking about? All the things that we talked about longest time and people never heard. I prophesy to somebody here today. Light is coming. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. So we ask for God to open our eyes to our daily light. Number two, when do we ask for light from the Word at the place of prayer? Second, is for deeper understanding of the word in particular areas of interest. Maybe there is an area where you want to have more depth. Deeper understanding. For example, there is too much wickedness in this world. Lord, show me light that can guarantee my preservation in the midst of witchcraft wickedness. Lord, show me light. There is too much sickness in the family I came from. Show me light on divine health. Open my eyes. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7. All the way, he said, when we ask, it shall be given. When we seek, we shall find. When we knock, it shall be opened unto us. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. So you embark on a search. Like Papa Yereko did. Lord, show me the secret of prosperity. Like I've embarked on a couple of times. Diverse secrets in divine healings. Secret in divine preservations. And you embark on a search. At such times, you pray, Lord, open my eyes to see light in this area. Whatever is an area of concern or area of interest, you can embark on such a search. And God will open your eyes. And the light will come. And when the light comes, the darkness disappears. I speak to somebody here today. Every area of your life where darkness seems to be in charge, I declare the arrest of that darkness by light in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. We shall look at more of those times where we need to pray for the word in the second service. But one of those you wouldn't forget is even in the course of the preaching of the word. You don't just come and sit in church. You ask God, what is my word for today? I'll talk more about that in the next service. What word is mine for today? Because people come to church every single Sunday and they miss whatever is theirs for that service. They never heard anything. They participated without revelation. We'll look at that in detail later on, where we pray for light. Now, number three, how do we access the best of the word? By the act, through the act of praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Why is it so? Because the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and he shall be with you. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of truth. And what is truth? The truth is the word. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. If the word of God is truth, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, then the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the word. Am I communicating? He is the Spirit of the word. Please don't forget that one of the things the Holy Spirit came to do for us is not only to make us feel good and feel fireful and powerful. He came to make this book clear to us. Am I communicating? The Holy Ghost's assignment is to make this book clear to us. Somebody said a major assignment. Say it, a major assignment. Or the Holy Spirit in my life is to make the Bible clear to me. Amen. And praying in the Holy Ghost is increasing the activity of the Spirit in your life. It's like winding an engine. You are engaging the Holy Spirit and making him more active and more functional than usual. Am I communicating? So we pray in the Holy Spirit, and we pray in the Holy Spirit, we increase the activity of the Holy Spirit, and as we increase the activity of the Holy Spirit, a major assignment of the Spirit is to make this book clear to us. Now, three or four things you need to know about the Holy Spirit
regarding the scriptures. How the Holy Spirit helps us with insight. One, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He is the author of the Bible. And nobody knows the subject, knows the book like the author. Nobody understands the book like the author. Nobody understands the subject like the author. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, look at that. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. Prophecy means this book. For the prophecy came, not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. No. So, every time you are reading the Bible under the guidance of the Holy Ghost and the influence of the Spirit, you are actually connecting with the author of the book. He makes the book clearer to you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud most amen. Most times in my life, I pray in tongues and read at the same time. And most people ask, how is that possible? It's very, very easy for me. Very, very easy. I'm listening to a message and praying in tongues at the same time. I am opening, reading, and praying at the same time. It's very easy for me. In the process of that, light will be exploding. I'll be writing all at the same time. Am I communicating? Very, very important. Secondly, the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance. We spoke about that last Sunday. What God spoke previously that may be relevant presently. The Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance what God showed you previously that may be relevant presently. Scriptures that you have in your spirit, that you have in your mind, that you need now, maybe to confront an issue, it quickens them up on the spot. In John chapter 14 and in verse 26, John 14 and in verse 26, but the Comforter which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He will teach you all things. He will bring to your remembrance. Someone say a loud amen. He brings to our remembrance what God spoke previously that may be needed presently. And that was why we said last week that you must store that word first. But the Holy Ghost helps you to make certain scriptures come alive. They just come alive. And it sorts you out. Someone say amen. I see an intensification of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of somebody in Jesus' name. Number four, how do we get the best out of the world? Through the blood, through making demands on the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is our weapon of victory in all circumstances. Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 11. He said he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Through making demands on the blood of the Lamb. Through making demands on the blood of the Lamb. We can have access to the word. Now, why is that so? I'll give you two reasons. One in this service and then the next in the second service. First, what is the impact of the blood of Jesus on Revelation? First, the blood of the Lamb was shed to give us access to the book. The blood of the Lamb was shed to give man access to the book. In Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 1, Revelation chapter 5 verse 1, we read it, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on a throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb that has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. He came and took the book. That lamb that was slain to open for us the book. Am I communicating at all? I believe that it was in Luke chapter 24, about verse 30 thereabout, when some disciples were going on the road to Emmaus, and they could not identify that Jesus was with them. But the Bible said, it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And their eyes were open. At the table of the communion, their eyes were open. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. What is the blood of Jesus doing for us? Opening our eyes and opening the book. Double-edged assignment. Opening the book and opening our eyes. Right? So when you come across a very, very difficult matter and you are trying to study, I plead the blood of Jesus upon this subject. And I ask, Lord, let this book be open. Let this subject open up. Let light open out of here. Another thing to do is to take the communion as you step into the study and into the research of the word. Yes, many times we can take that communion trusting God for divine health. We can also take that communion trusting God for divine light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is applied revelation. Hallelujah. I see today something opening up for somebody. If you are that person, you will shout aloud, amen. If you are that person, you will shout aloud and say amen. Carry your Bible in your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This Bible, this book of God, from this moment, by the blood of Jesus, you are open. You are an open book by the blood of Jesus. As I carry you, I shall see light. You know, no matter what happens, just ensure that you have this raw book with you. I know your Bible is in your phone, and I also know it's in your iPad. But ensure that you carry this raw one. Am I communicating? This book of the law shall not depart. This book. Praise the Lord. Thank God for technology helping us to make things easy. But carry this raw book. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Say, from this moment, you are open. Give the Lord a praise and a shout as you take your seat. I see people coming out with very, very drastic light. Between now and the next 1 week, God will open your eyes and you will see things you never saw before. I have a few more to say, but I'll speak on that within the midweek service. Complete the message. By the time we meet next, we're going to look at four other factors that are responsible and relevant to causing us to see light out of the book. But today,
you have come across four. First of all, by desperation and value for the word. Second, the act of praying and asking for light. Third, through the act of praying in the spirit. And four, through making demands on the blood. So there are many, many things you can do. Thank you, Lord, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, I receive light on this matter. And at the end of the day, you are exploding in light. Somebody is blessed. Apart from myself, who is the person that is blessed?
Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder amen. Louder believers say amen. Lift your hands and say, I am blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Give him the shout of praise. Lift your hands and begin to worship him. Worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him. Worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Ikakazeko parana gayala hasadista le peretesida. Itcha hasa.
Say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word today. I appreciate you. Draw me closer to you today. Help me to know your word. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high everywhere. Lift your hands everywhere you are.
I will worship you.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
As He grants us access into His world, He grants us exit out of our walls. He grants us access into His world. An exit out of our walls. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14. It's a day of liberation, a day of deliverance, a day of liberty. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The curse is being broken. And sensual curse and generational curse and family curse and witchcraft curse and occultic curse, serpentine spirit curse, the masquerade called curse. Been broken. Lift your hands high. And I saw that mantle hanging. And he said that people should pass and touch. There is a grace. There is a release happening right now. And there is the end of the war and the end of the battle for somebody. I see the chains breaking from the necks, chains breaking from the hands, chains breaking from the feet, chains breaking from the waist, chains breaking from the womb. The liabilities of your father's house cannot follow you, cannot follow you, cannot follow you. What has killed other people in your family? Help that woman there. What is killing people in your community cannot touch you. Jeremiah 31:29. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, it is he whose teeth shall be set on edge. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, Father.
Father,
I come to surrender.
I come to surrender
my life, to you.
To you
today.
Today,
I surrender my life
to the covenant.
of the cross of Calvary. Through the blood of Jesus. And I reject every covenant, every ancestral covenant, every generational covenant, every family covenant, every limitation, fighting my life, fighting my destiny, every antimarital curse, every curse of poverty, every curse of premature death, every curse of strange disease, every curse of empty-handedness, every curse of rejection, and rejection and disfavor, every embargo and limitation on my life, I reject you. I refuse you by the blood of Jesus. I refuse the liabilities of my father's house, of my mother's line, and I declare today I owe the devil,
nothing.
Open your mouth and pray. I owe the devil nothing. Consuming fire. He's going to set the altars on fire and set that curse on fire, that family ancestral curse on fire right now. You'll come out of the cage and the pit and the yoke shall be broken, even the curse on our nation. That's right. Right side by side with that, every inherited disease, hypertension, diabetes, cancer,
What has afflicted others in your family is about to be roasted right now. And every strange pain and strange symptom in your body, spider web attacks and all manner of razor cuts and so forth, lift your hands high. Mahashada. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream fire at the top of your voice. And let the chains be roasted. And let the affliction be roasted. And let the devil be sent back to hell. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Fire! Shall be roasted right now. Everything that is not of God shall be uprooted right now. The chain is broken. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Fire! 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 In the name of Jesus, wave your hands and give him the praise. Altars just caught fire, chains just got broken. Clap your hands, all ye people, right now. Give the Lord a shout, a Jericho shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A Jericho shout of victory. Shout, 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 shout. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Everywhere you are, something broke in your life. Quickly run forward here. Something broke in your life. God broke a chain, broke a yoke. Gave you a deliverance, gave you a liberty, brought open the prison for you. You came in here with terrible demonic pains in your body, they are gone. You came with symptoms, the symptoms are gone. You came with blindness, your eyes are open. Deafness, the ears are open. You came paralyzed or crippled. You can check yourself, something happened to you. The gates of death just opened and somebody got out of it. The prison just got busted and somebody came out of it. I see a whole family coming out to the chain. Give the Lord a big clap and a celebration.
Creator of the universe.
Celebrations. The rest of us can take our seat.
What can't you do, Jesus? Name above every other name.
You are the name above every other name.
What can't you do?
What can't you do, Jesus?
You are able.
You are able.
Psalm 118:19. Open to me the gates. There is someone here. Gates that have been closed against you have just got open. If you are saying amen, you will say that amen like a believer. Spiritual gates, financial gates, marital gates, destiny gates, the gates of the womb that have been closed against you, those gates just open. Tell me what happened. It's happening. I declare today the gates open. The gates open. The gates open. The old is gone. And the new is come. It's a new beginning. I declare the healing of that liver condition. That lump. Person with a name that starts with a T, a woman. Someone near me here with that name, T, like a Teresa or a Tessie or something. God is setting you a woman. Your hands. I declare your freedom. Everything growing in your body that God has not planted, uprooted. Command freedom for the liver. Command freedom for the reproductive system. Fire!
everything growing in your body that God has not planted.
I take authority over the spirit of witchcraft. Lose your grip of her life. I arrest the spirit of household witchcraft in somebody's life here today. Every manipulation happening to your life and happening from your family and happening from your father's house, I declare it is over.